Monday night, Var Halochim Chavis Alvodus, or Liyud Gimel Shvat.
So in this week's read Aseres Adibros, and we have Losach mode, and there's a lot of Lotisaveh written in Parshas Vaschanan in the Dibros there. So there's two lavim, the Rambam counts, Lo Tachmod and Lo Sesave. So what are these lavim? So according to the Rambam, if you desire something that's by someone else, you're not over a lav. It's not very good midos, it's called kina, but that in itself is not a lav. Maybe, according to the Eben Ezra, maybe it's a lav of Lo Tesave, which literally means don't desire. Actually, so does Losachmod also. But maybe according to the Eben Ezra, that's a lav. But according to the Rambam, it's not a lav. So what's the lav according to the Rambam? The Pashtus, it's as follows. Losachmod is to pressure someone to sell you something. It's his. It's not in the store. It's his personal item. And to pressure him, so what's called pressure? It's not so clear. The Rambam gives an example of sending people over to him to pressure him, even begging is a pressure of sorts. So if you pressure someone to sell something to you that they're not holding by selling, it's their item, that's lo sachmod. Lo tesave, according to the Rambam and Pashtus, is that you plan, or you decide, or maybe you plan on how to pressure him to get him to sell it to you. That's lo tesave. And lo sachmod is actually pressing him to sell it to you. Okay. Now, Chavis Alvavus, Shar Avos Hashem. We're in Perek Revi'i, and he's talking about how certainly the first levels of Avos Hashem that override Avos of your own money, or even Avos of your own comfort and pleasure, and even of your goof, up till your life, is within the reach of people. If they do the way he described in the previous perek, how to get to there, what to think about, what to whether it's kniya or cheshbon hanefesh or bechina, the things he talked about in the third perek, and he gives an example of the two sugim, he calls it, with that it overrides your avos momen and it overrides your avos aguf, even up till the point, up till but not including the point of death. So he says it's b'cholos roiv b'nei yodom if they do the proper heshtadlus b'hakdamos, and then he gives an example from Iyov that the Satan said about Iyov. The Satan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how the story in Iyov goes. That of course Iyov's a Yireil Hakim, it's wonderful because he has it. Everything's going very well. So it's kesoicher. He, you know, you give him some things and he gives you. Shehudorish, right? So that's very nice. But if you would be mafsik, so to speak, this is the Satan being mastin. If you'd be mafsik, make a nisayon that be mafsik mashehishpatalo mitoalios olam azeh. So let's see what happens. So Hashem gives the Satan permission to do that. The osak vishiyadata b'mamono uveso. He lost his wealth. His children got killed. Neither his outward signs of Avos Hashem nor his innermost attitudes deep down remained the same. He remained with the purity of his Avos Hashem. Also, Hashem Ozomer Hashem Lasoton Hasamto Livchal Abdi Iyov. Further the story goes, the Omar Orba Ador Vagomer Ulam Shlachma Yotcha Vagal Atzmo, where the Satan said, but he's personally, what about his physical? If he would suffer physically. Klomar Sheyesh Rabim Sheyavater Al Mamono Ubeso, and even Bonov, but Bad Shmiras Gufo Achlot His Barer Kenus Matspuno Lacha, but to test his inner. His inner ava for you to really test it. The Torah avoso oscha ele beis nisuyo begufo ugvioso the meshe matzaro matrido. If people get uncomfortable, and they are uncomfortable, or even up to the point of yisurim, maybe But also Masha Hosna Allah, the way it's described in Eov, he had terrible Yisurim. Some say he had Yisur Eov Poshut. Anybody listening? Okay. Shanisa also Begufo. The Sovel Azeh, and he was Sovel at all. Velo Nishtansa Emunoso, he remained steadfast. The Tuv Machshavto Bashem. Kamosha Omar La Ishto. Kedaber Acheres Hanavolos to Daber Igames Hatov Nekabel Meis Olokim Basara Lo Nekabel Menizgalso Kenus Ahavoso His Love VaHashem VaZochnavsho LaHashem Eitzu Misho Ilo Belsofik. By the way, the Chodolodos is saying it yourself here that Avos Hashem will manifest itself when you overcome other Avos. This has been the theme in this parak, and that's the point. You know, it's easy to pay lip service to Avos Hashem. But that's why he's explaining b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol miyodecho means it overrides the ava you have for those things. So Eov passed the test, and it's interesting that the Chavis Alvavis uses Eov as an example to say that most people, it's possible to do this. It's a madrega, you know. Avos Hashem is the tenth of all the she'arim in the Chavis Alvavis, and he constructs it like a ladder. That means it's the top rung. But he's saying at least these two are certainly within the realm of most people. It's possible they can reach there if they do the right work, if they work on themselves the right way. But like Eov is an example of every man. That's how the Chavis Alvavis presents it. But Masha Sobel Uviter al Avdon Momono Vitzar Gufo. He accepted the din Shemayim. And even up to the point of death. And okay, we'll stop here. We'll see. Yeah.